Welcome back to Radio 74. I'm Mario, the Artisan Rogue. So today I'm touching on something that I swore I would never touch. Politics. Yeah, politics. Okay, now, you're not going to hear me go off on, you know, who I was going to be voting for or... Well, you know what? No, actually, let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to say it. You know, the thing is, it's probably not a really popular choice, and I get that. I understand that a lot of people are probably going to say, what's wrong with you? Why are you choosing that? You know what? It's a free country. Or at least I'd like to think it is. So I feel really good in who I'm going to choose. And, after a lot of proliferation, a lot of beard-stroking thought, where I know you can't see me, but I'm actually stroking my beard right now, and thinking thoughtfully while I look up at a 45-degree angle up at the corner of the studio, it finally dawned on me that, and this is not even talking about the two independents we have running right now, like Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, both of whom, they're running good campaigns and they've got good points and there's many things I agree with them on. I do look at it and I go, here's Donald Trump. This guy on the extreme right with his, man, that guy is very orange. He's got a presence, and there's anything to be said about him. He's got a presence. He has money, and he knows how to talk a lot. And then on this side over here, on this other side, you have Clinton, who former Secretary of State, wife to Bill Clinton, whom we all remember, the saxophone playing president, and. And she's got her kerfuffle with emails going on and all this other sort of stuff. And, so you've got these two very polarizing, very different. You couldn't get any more different aside from, if we were 100 years in the future and she'd been born on Mars and he was an Earthling or something along that line. But I weighed all of the, I took it all in. And I weighed it against everything I had, and I finally came to the decision that I am going to vote for a baked potato. Yeah, baked potato. Because, ultimately, I know more about the baked potato and why I like baked potatoes. I've never had a baked potato go wrong on me. I mean, they're great, they're delicious, I can put butter on them, onion, sour cream, I'm getting hungry. The thing is, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is that's how silly this whole election cycle has been. In fact, it doesn't even need to be called an election cycle. It needs to be called a wash or a spin cycle of some kind, just to get rid of all of this dirt and mud that's been slung everywhere. I have never in my life, and it's not like I've been around 100 years or anything. I mean, I'm in my 40s, but I've never seen anything like. Even looking back at history, and maybe history has dulled it down. I mean, by the way, has anyone ever actually looked at the history books that kids are looking at now? They're like footnotes and like cliff notes of what's actually happened in this country. And the thing is, people are so polarized, and it happens. It's getting worse. I mean, it was bad when Obama was trying to become president, and then in his second term when he got reelected, you had people threatening people and getting mad and everything. And, it was in part because he was going to be one of the first, he was the first black president, but also one of the first people to really change the ideology of what it was to be president of the United States. Now, for better or for worse, I mean, he did do two terms and we're still alive. No one's blown up. No civil wars have happened. We haven't had anything like that break out yet. But you're hearing more and more crazy stuff like that. Now, part of me saying that it's a proliferation of people getting onto social media, and this has given everybody a voice, just like me. This jackass right here that you're listening to that's spewing out about, voting for a potato, that's what I'm talking about. You're going to get hate groups. You're going to get people that are super liberal. You're going to get people that are conservative and middle of the ground. You're going to get all these different faceted views. And for a lot of the voters or, possible voters that are out there that are either informed or uninformed, it causes all kinds of waves in our thought process to where we end up watching it like it's a ridiculous episode of American Idol. I mean, it really has gotten down to that point. So I end up trying to find what's humorous in it. And I'm failing sometimes because it is so absolutely horrid. It's horrid watching people lambast each other, get on each other's cases and everything. But here's the worst part about that. When everything is done and said, When the goddamn inaugural ball is over for whatever moron ends up as our president. And I'm sorry to say that. I'm not being harsh on the people. I'm trying not to be. And the reason being is because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody in some point in time in their life has been a complete idiot. And they've done stupid things and all these sort of things. So, and I honestly believe that you have to be either a very, very smart person or a very stupid person to become president, because you will forever be remembered as the person that either brought us into prosperity or came and brought the country down crashing. And it doesn't matter what side or who you are. There have been good and bad Republicans and all kinds of other party members over the years that we've been a nation. But here's the thing, and I guess this is the point I'm trying to make. Ultimately, at the end of the day, regardless of what anybody votes, because I don't know how many other people are actually voting for the baked potato, but I'm pretty sure that no matter who they're voting for, the next day at work or wherever I am, at the bus stop or at a restaurant, I've still got to get along with you. I've got to get along with everybody else in this country as much as I possibly can. No, we're not going to get along with everybody we run across. That's just an impossibility. That's the celebratory nature of having different natures and creeds and religion and beliefs and all these other sorts of things. But there is a tantamount fundamental requirement, and I dare say requirement because it should be a requirement, that we understand that we should be able to respect one another's beliefs and ideologies enough to go, you know what? I may not believe in you voting for a potato, but goddamn it, I respect that you're voting for that potato. As ludicrous as it may sound to vote for a potato, I'm going to support that decision you made. Why? Because you have the right to vote for a potato. And the thing is, that's what I'm trying to say. It comes down to being able to almost bow to the absurd and go, you know what, when it's all done, it doesn't matter if it's Trump or Hillary or Jill Stein or whomever ended up as president. I have to still go buy bread. I still have to go pump gas, buy stuff, you know, from different people. And those are the ones that I'm the most concerned with. Those are the people that in a day-to-day interaction, I'm going to be the most concerned with. The ones that I'm probably going to build, you know, memories with, whether they be short interactions, long interactions, that sort of thing. Yes, I understand that who becomes president is important because they could throw us into all kinds of problems and all kinds of things. And I get that. But at the exact same time, I also want to stress the fact that if this is just my opinion, this show is just kind of a little entertainment thing that I do. I'm just one tiny little podcast. So this is simply my opinion. But my opinion is of the reasoning that we really should do more to just be as accepting as we possibly can, because if regardless of who becomes our president, we have to make sure that our day-to-day interactions with each other are as sane and as openly decent as they possibly can be. Because when we, you know, at the end of the day, that's what's going to make or break how we feel about this country and each other and everything else like that. You know, neither one of the presidential nominees are really weighing in, like even on the Dakota pipeline thing that's going on, which is heartbreaking for me. I will admit this. I mean, I'm Native American, so it is hard to see this happen. And regardless of what side of the line you're on, that sort of thing shouldn't be happening in this country. And that really doesn't have much to do with presidential stuff. It has to do with big oil and the reluctance of this country to really switch over to alternative, which should be mainstream power sources. But that's a whole nother thing that I may or may not tackle. So that being said, I hope that for those of you that are out there, they're going to be voting in the next few days, vote your heart out. At least go out and vote. Do something. And if you don't vote, or if you do vote, remember that ultimately we have to come back around and be as respectful and wonderful to one another as we can. We have one life on this planet. That's what we're given. One chance at really interacting and being the best we possibly can to each other. So with that being said, thank you so much for all of you that have been listening. Technically, this episode is the beginning of the second season. I kind of started the format with this last one that I did, but this is really the beginning of the second season. I'm going to have a slightly different format that I'm going to be working on the other ones. I finally got all this stuff worked out. I have some ideas as to where I'm going to be going with this. So thank you so much again for all the feedback, all the great listens that, you know, our great listening times that you guys have told me that you had listening to things, you know, on this podcast. And I totally get it. There are some that completely fell flat and some things that just didn't work. And I appreciate the candor and the honesty that you all given me whenever you guys visited with me at Casey Zine Con and at Planet Comic Con and KCCC. And yes, those are all shows that I'm hopefully going to be doing again next year. I know that I'm going to be switching up some stuff. As far as it looks right now, I should be doing Stealth Con first early in the year and then following that up with NakaCon as soon as I get some stuff in an order. But all of that aside, thank you so much. If you want to check me out online, my website is theartisanrogue.com. You can also catch me on Twitter at theartisanrogue. Do you see a little pattern here? And you can also follow this podcast. There will be some new stuff being added to my YouTube channel eventually. The problem is right now is that I've got a computer that has a video card that's not going on so well, and you probably don't care about that, but I do because I can't really promote or create the quality kind of video content I'd like to do. That and my studio is still in the process of being completed and finished up. But when that is all done, I've got some stuff that I hope you guys will really enjoy and like, and you'll also be able to, because one of the things that I've had some people ask me about is, Mario, why is it you're not doing any voices on your stuff? Well, I do have some plans for it, and I do have some characterizations and ideologies that are ideologies. I started sounding really over the top there. I think I'm using that word ideology wrong. I do not think you'll know what that word means. Ideas. I have some ideas that I'm going to be working out. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. We're here at the 12-minute mark. Thank you again so much for listening. I really, really do appreciate it. I will have some new stuff coming out very soon. Thank you again so much. I cannot stress that enough, how much it means when you guys do talk to me at shows and tell me what you guys think and all that other stuff. And yes, 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 I am working on the new issue of Pagan Zoetrope. There is a lot more stuff coming out for that. So please be sure to check my website over the next month or so, and you'll start to see some of the new artwork I've been working on, issue 5 that I'm on now, right now. My God, it seems like I've started that comic so long ago, and it just takes so long to get things done. But again, it's also writing the story. I do a lot of the stuff by myself. A lot of you have asked this before, and for those of you that are listening that didn't know this or haven't asked, everything that you see on my website, from the photography to the art direction to the creation of the podcast and the video and everything, one-man show. That's all I do. I don't have any help. And I wish that I had the capacity and ability to hire more people to do more things like that, but right now, that's not the case. So thank you for being patient. Thank you so much for all the listening and everything else like that. And I guess that's basically it for right now. So until next time, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.